B-Pod Studios.
Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
5 o'clock. Oh, yeah. It's 5 o'clock in the Delaware Valley, and it's 5 o'clock on 97.5, the Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, with the Mike Missanelli Show. 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors, no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off. Interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Clearwater. Special guests. Can't reveal yet, but we will have some special guests on the program.
That is the plan.
And it's going to be really nice. 70 degrees.
Can't wait.
I know it's extra cold tonight, so it's like kind of pushing us out of town.
And if Friday goes the way I planned, I'll be taking fungos from one Larry Boa.
I'm looking forward to that,
packed
too.
And ready to go.
That's going to be online as well. We'll put that on social media, so make sure you're following us on all our socials.
I better not look bad.
Well, we'll do what we can.
You're going to be fine.
Now, we're not, just as a programming note,
The pressure's not going to bother me at all.
You sure? No TV the next 2 days.
Scoop ground is in my sleep, yo.
All
right. It's like riding a bike.
That's right. John in Fairless Hills, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John. Yo, John.
Yeah, me? It's Matt from Downingtown.
I pushed the wrong button. Go ahead, Matt. It's my bad. Go ahead.
Oh, no, man. I was surprised I got on so quick, so I feel bad.
Yeah, because I pushed the wrong button. That's why. Go ahead.
No, I actually want to talk a little Flyboys tonight
big game.
Washington.
Big game against the Capitals, huh? How are you feeling about it?
You know, it's, I guess, Elliott starting, I would assume.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what are you thinking about? I mean, obviously what the Flyers' chances are. I know they're 5-7 points back, but seems like the teams around them can lose. I mean, there's 4 or 5 teams fighting for those last
spots. Let me look at this line here tonight. See if the Flyers have any kind of fighting chance. They do. At home, the Capitals are only -135. The Flyers at home, +115. They have a chance to win it outright tonight.
Yeah, I think they do.
The Flyers may pull it off tonight, Tyrone. That line's telling me a little something. All right. I think they got a shot, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, buddy. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, sure.
All right. This is a Phillies trivia question.
Oof. Okay.
All right. You're not good on Phillies trivia questions?
Nah, just baseball is not my top sport, but I'll do my best.
All right. Since 1950, there have been 7 Phillies since 1950 that have 200 hit seasons. Name 3 of them.
Mike Schmidt.
Incorrect. Sorry, you're out. Now, you can answer this question by staying fairly modern here and then going with an obvious.
I think Booney's got it.
Booney's got it? He's got all 7?
No, he's got enough of them.
Oh, well, Booney needs to get all 7.
He's got...
He's the expert.
Oh, 4 of them.
All right, the most obvious, the most recent...
Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley had 200 hit seasons. Now it gets a little difficult, but the standby, the guy who's the all-time hit king,
Pete Rose,
had 200 hits as a Philly. Now fill in the blanks with 4 more. So let's see if Booney can get 4 more.
Well, what about Juan Samuel?
Nope.
About Cash.
Dave Cash is correct.
He's got that one.
All right.
Well, he'll get them.
All right, two all-timers for the Phils.
Ashburn.
Richie Ashburn's one of them. All right. Another guy a lot of people think should be in the Hall of Fame. And another guy was an ESPN baseball announcer.
Oh, I know the
you got what? You got the baseball announcer?
Yeah, Glanville.
Doug Glanville is correct.
He wasn't my favorite.
And finally, Dick Allen.
Dick Allen.
Are the 7. All right, okay. John in Fairless Hills. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
What's going on, John?
I don't know what the last dude was talking about. I got on so fast because I've been on hold for about 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, I pushed the wrong button. You were next. My fat finger pushed the wrong button. So he had just gotten on, and he wasn't waiting as long as you, and that was my mistake.
No worries. I'm actually on your side with the Rite Aid cheesesteak situation.
you're on my side?
I'm on your side. I had a buddy in college. He would go to Mini-Mart on the corner of Atherton at State College.
Oh, I know that Mini-Mart. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would come home with 10 tacos from Mini-Mart. He would eat them. He would leave half of them on our living room floor the next day. We would see him and go, that is disgusting. And he swore by him and said they were the best thing ever. I never tried them, but if you're in the moment.
Yeah, listen, I take a shot with Mini-Mart type stuff. But I usually go with the burrito that I can put right in there in the microwave right there. And then I can eat it as I'm driving.
I don't trust the tacos.
No, you probably shouldn't trust it. But I'm telling you, I tested the burrito. It worked for me.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's all that counts. It was good in the time you have a bag on. And
yeah.
All right. My point on the Sixers, I wanted to just say, it kind of does fall on Brett Brown, I feel like, because if you look at Steve Kerr, the first year when he had just Clay and Steph, he didn't have, obviously, they're great players, not taken that lightly, but we have a lot of talent.
Yeah.
I think more talent than them two.
Here's the thing that people miss. They think it took a while for Steve Kerr. Mark Jackson actually got that team to a level where Steve Kerr just took it over the top. In a lot of ways, it was like Gruden and Tony Dungy. Because he won the first year with that team.
All right. Well, what if, say, the Sixers had Greg Popovich as the coach right now? How many wins would they have?
They'd have more wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's just my point there.
Yeah, right. But they don't have Greg Popovich. Not many teams have Greg Popovich. So
our star level is right there. It's just the coaches. I mean, he's not
But the star level is only there recently. They've only played together 77 minutes, the starting five that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I get that.
You just got to wait. All right, man, here's your general knowledge question.
All right.
This is for a pair of Trevor Noah tickets. What do you call the traditional Japanese art of folding paper?
Paper mache?
No, that would be origami. Origami is the correct answer to that. Ron in Lehigh Valley is another regular. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, Mikey. On Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent, it's easy to confuse this with Daylight Savings Week because your show is now an hour longer.
That is correct.
And this is also a generally knowledgeable, tricky introduction because you, as a good Catholic, you know that the word Lent means lengthening of days. Your day on TV has now been lengthened.
Yeah, but I'm not a good Catholic, so that's the first inaccuracy.
But why not? Why not try? Try to be a good Catholic.
The discipline doesn't work for me.
Hey, but listen. Maybe you gave up on God, but God didn't.
I didn't give up on God. I didn't say that. I said I gave up on religion.
Well, to be ignorant of the church is to be ignorant of
that's,
Christ.
That's so. Incorrect.
Well, that's
there are many kind of churches and many kind of denominations, and it all points to one God.
There's only one true church.
Unless you're in India, where you worship, a lot of things.
Vishnu in Brahma.
Right.
And I want a generally knowledgeable question. My Bryce Harper point is that he is a reincarnation or replacement for Ryan Howard, a left-handed power bat. They were both rookies of the year and MVPs, and they have they both have very low at-bats for home run. And it's kind of a difference because with Ryan Howard, he hit a home run. He hit a ding dong every 15 at bats. Bryce Harper is it 18 at bats, and it's like it's a big difference, you know, in the list. You know, there's a lot of people on the list, but Bryce Harper is on that list. He hits the ball out on a regular, you know, time at the plate.
45 home runs this year. 45.
Okay.
45. Keep that number in mind.
I'll go 46.
I'm being conservative. I'll go 45. You want a general knowledge question?
You got it.
It's a baseball question.
All right.
Let's see. Let me see how I phrase the question. Three pitchers with the most wins this decade. Give me two of the three.
Oh, my God. Three pitchers with the
in
most
this decade, wins. 2010 decade.
Oh, my God. Immediate blanks. Hold on. Give me a moment.
All I need is two of them.
Okay. Not Scherzer.
Scherzer's one of them.
All right. And, oh, my God. Could it be either league?
I'll tell you that it's one national, one American.
Oh, my God. The pressure's on. I'm facing fastballs here.
Yes, you are.
Scherzer and... Oh, my God. Who had 19?
Oh, you're out, Ronnie. You got a shot with that, Ty?
Well, Booney's already sent them in.
Oh, he did. Booney's got him.
Got Scherzer.
Yep.
Kershaw.
Correct.
Verlander.
Correct.
So, there you go.
Vicente and Lansdowne. Vicente, you're on 97.5
to Mundo.
What's going on, Vicente? How you doing, buddy?
So, how was your cheesesteak? I mean, not the cheesesteak, but the burrito.
I'm telling you, I'm a fan of the gas station burrito and the 7-Eleven burrito. I don't know what it is. It's weird.
Why? Is it because a Mexican works in there and prepares it like it's supposed to be spicy?
It's very spicy. The gas station burrito is very spicy.
Okay. If you go
with the Red Hot in 7-Eleven.
For the cheesesteak, you have to go to South Philly and...
Yeah, I know. It was a bad choice, man. I took a shot. I lost.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I had a good time last weekend in New York City. I talked to the singer that I went to see in concert.
Uh-huh.
He signed my autograph, his autograph in my book.
Oh, nice.
And then, you know, in the middle of the show, he mentioned my name that I drove all the way from Pennsylvania to New York to see him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you're just, you know what, goodwill just follows you.
Unbelievable.
What a life.
Listen.
From Ecuador to America and living a king's life.
Yes. Correcto mundo. Now, I wanted to ask you, what is your opinion about whether it's a violation from Bryce Harper talking about tampering, you know, when Bryce Harper made the comments that he wants to recruit his friend Mike Trout.
If I'm the Angels organization, I'm not happy with it. I don't mind that he said that for a Philadelphia audience.
Yeah, I agree. But do you think that
is it tampering? You know, it's interesting. He's a player who brought the name up. I don't know what the rules are as far as players go. I know the management can't do that. I guess players have free will to do whatever they want. But maybe the Phillies will get a phone call.
Well, you know, Harper was talking to Mike Trout as a friend, you know, friend to friend, when he influenced Bryce Harper to come over to Philly because of Melville.
Actually, you know, if I'm Trout, I'm not that fond of him doing that because it puts extra pressure on me, you know, to do the Philly thing. And maybe, I don't know, I know it's a stream of consciousness thought that he put out there. I'm not so sure it serves anybody but our fan base.
Yes.
Right, you know?
Do you think that's doable? I mean, in 2 years from now, that Mike Trout...
I don't think it's doable because I don't think there's any way that the Angels aren't going to offer him $40 million a year. And how you turn down $40 million a year is beyond me to go into a free agent year.
$400 million, you know, for 10
years. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what the going rate's going to be for him. I can't imagine he'd turn it down. All right, do you want a general knowledge question?
Yes.
All right, this is a general knowledge question for you. It's a straight general knowledge question. Let me give you, let's see. I'm trying to give you one that you would know here. Who wrote the story, A Christmas Carol?
Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens is correct. And my man, I tell you what, he's just assimilated, isn't he?
Yeah, he got
knows a lot about a lot.
The music, too.
He's Americanized totally.
He is.
All right, let's get JT, North Philly, in here. JT, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. JT.
Mikey Miss.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. How are you?
Good.
Okay, real random, real quick, though, to piggyback what you were talking about before with the general knowledge question when you were talking about polio. When I just think of random stuff all the time.
Yeah.
How horrible would it be to be like one of those five people a year to catch something random?
Oh,
like
no.
A cure, like the bubonic plague. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy to me.
It really but, is.
Yeah, that's random. But yes, anyway, talk about Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm confused about is like when you guys bring up Nick Foles, you talk about his numbers and all that. Like, a lot of people talk about his numbers and how like they say like he didn't do well when he played against the Bears and he played against the Saints. The reason people love him so much, it's not a, you can't look at his numbers. You have to look at like he when he brings us to like the point like for a town that has a love hate relationship with like McNabb, because we say like he got us to the point, but then he choked.
Yeah.
Foles brings us to the point. Even in the Saints game, he threw to Alshon Jeffries. Mm-hmm. Alshon Jeffries, if he didn't drop that ball, he would have won the game.
Yeah, but he didn't play that well. He threw a real bad interception in that game.
But, I mean, he gets us there, like, I don't know.
Yeah, listen, if McNabb threw an interception, right, in a game like that, what would we be saying? Oh, Donovan did this. He almost got him down and win. We wouldn't be saying that. It would be killing Donovan McNabb.
That's my point. That's my point. Like, this town, like, we love to hate McNabb, saying, like, even though McNabb used to get us there all the time. But Foles did the exact opposite. He gets us there, and he always performed in the biggest moment.
Yeah, but he didn't perform against New Orleans.
That's not true!
I knew it was coming.
Well, he didn't perform against New Orleans. Performing means winning. He made enough mistakes in that game and didn't play as well as he had played.
I don't know.
See, this is the thing. We never notice the flaws of Foles, and we always notice the flaws of everybody else. I don't understand it, but it's a truism.
I mean, Alshon dropped that, though. If Alshon didn't drop it, I think it would have been a different outcome.
What? The interception!
True.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Absolutely.
All right, here it is. American TV catchphrases. Let's go with this one here. And the survey says.
What show is that on your stand?
What show? And the survey says.
Family Feud?
That's correct. Family Feud. That's an easy one. And by the way, the Philly Feud. There is a rumor that the Philly Feud is coming back on television.
It is?
I'm hearing it. I'm hearing the rumor. I'm hearing it loud and clear.
Are you a part of it?
Yes.
You are?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
That's amazing.
Final stages of smoothing stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
That's a big deal.
One of the all-time great shows. Philadelphia history, Philly Feud.
I'm looking forward to that returning.
Caesar and Langhorn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Caesar.
Hey, Mikey Miss, Nat, Ty, great show.
What's going on, Caesar?
You guys are doing awesome. Listen, man, I was driving home from Pittsburgh today. Tried calling, finally got connected, and then I got disconnected. Figures my luck. Anyway, everybody here kind of stole my thunder with Brett Brown. The analogy I always look at is Mark Jackson and the Warriors. He's been there 3 years, first season, 20, 30 wins, something. Progressively won more, 44, I think, the next year, and then 50. Now, he had a bad first-round loss his last year to the Clippers. If the Sixers have another exit like they did last year or something similar to the Warriors losing to the Clippers and Jackson's last year, that's when I say Brett Brown has to go.
What are you talking about? First round?
Yeah, first round or you know, five games, Raptors, something like that.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. They lose to the Raptors in five games, I'm out.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yes. I agree with you because on paper, even though the Raptors, I think, have a better bench, I think we have more talent outside of Kawhi. So they got to get it done, and I think they will. And everybody's really hard on Ben and his team, and you got to take a step back. This is, you know, the second year, basically, of Simmons and Embiid together. Mm-hmm. You know, they're only going to grow, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think if Collins would have stayed with Chicago, if they didn't get rid of him, Jordan wouldn't have won six rings? I think
probably not.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Now,
he was too heavy-handed.
Okay.
He made people blanch.
Okay.
So the other guy came in and zenned him. While he gave him discipline, he zenned him.
Yeah, he did. The Zen, man. Zen master.
Yep.
One more point I have for you is on your trip. This is Bryce Harper we're talking about, the biggest contract in sports history. The station should absolutely cover all your expenses for that.
You think my expenses?
Yeah, it's not like we're some, you know, you're a little radio show on a station. This is the biggest station in Philly sports talk, and this is the biggest contract in Philly sports in sports history.
My expenses exceed $750 with these new arrangements.
Yeah, that's okay, man. I mean, listen, you gotta take money to make money.
Tyrone
is
saying that I'll get half of it.
I hope you do get at least half of it.
We'll see. All right, man. Here's your general knowledge question.
All right, let's go.
Who takes the Hippocratic Oath?
Doctor.
Correct. Doctors take the Hippocratic Oath. All right. Flyers have coincidentally gone on this roll that they're on. They're 17-4-2 since they last played the Capitals, according to Booney.
Yeah, he looked that up. That's second best in the NHL. At the time,
so
that Moles made them have the worst
record. This is a monster spot. They are a much better team since they last played the Capitals. And the line is reflective of that. You're a bet man. You take the Flyboys tonight.
Right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. General Knowledge Wednesday is still kicking right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ellie's show coming down the home stretch. And the home stretch includes the final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers. Looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower? Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement. And they're in stock. Visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Natalie. My man had a little problem with his breathing there.
He did today. Yeah. He did today. Maybe because there's over 4,600 votes on today's Twitter poll. Which was, do you like Brett Brown? 75% say yes, 25% say no.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So we still have a pair of tickets to see comedian Trevor Noah at the Met Philadelphia on May 3rd and 4th. We'll give that away at the end of this show. You can still qualify for it by answering a general knowledge question correctly, like GE from Kennett Square. What's up, GE?
How you doing, Mike?
What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. I'm one of the few people. I'm going to stick with Brett Brown no matter what happens the rest of the season and even in the postseason.
Really?
I mean, when you look at it, they made the trade for Tobias, and he's played, what, like 3 or 4 games with Embiid?
Mm-hmm.
He's only played 10 games with the Sixers.
77 minutes together this team has played.
Yeah, when you look at Brett Brown, he's never had a full season to kind of work with everybody and build something. I'm not saying he's a great coach, but you can't really make a judgment unless you actually see what he's capable of. And, I mean, if things actually do go south, and I'm one of the people, I think they will go south in the playoffs, I think it's going to have to fall on Ben Simmons' shoulders. I mean, when you get a guard who can't shoot like that, it makes it incredibly easy for these guys to play defense. I don't care how many good shooters you got out there. It's going to clog things up, and I don't think that falls on Brett Brown right now.
See, I disagree with you. I think this coach should be good enough to blend what he's have. He's got enough talent, and he should have enough time to get this team together enough to succeed in the playoffs.
But if your guard can't shoot with under 5 minutes,
yeah, but he can do so many other things that you can take advantage of. It's not like he's hurt you.
Yes, he does hurt you.
No, he doesn't hurt you. He evens out a little bit, but he doesn't hurt you because he makes dynamic plays. He accounts for 30 plus points a night.
That's fine for the night, but in the last 5 minutes of the game, all that defender has to do is sit back off of him. He takes away any kind of...
That's why they got. That's why they got flanks. See, they never had the flanks before. Now they have flanks.
You can't get it to the flanks in a half court offense if that defender sags off you like that.
Disagree.
Well, stay on the perimeter.
Disagree.
I disagree.
There are plenty of open spaces. If they're going to back off and play and wall up Ben Simmons, then you should be able to get open spaces on the floor.
Mike, do me a favor then. The rest of the regular season, any game that comes down under 2 minutes and it's like a one possession game, look how difficult it is for them.
Yeah, but that's why they've got him in the four and they've got Butler up top with the ball. They've changed that.
If they stick to that in the playoffs, that might overcome it. Butler does.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's the coach has to be good enough to do it. Gino. Time for general knowledge.
Here it is.
It's a baseball question.
Oh, God.
Sorry. All right, so it's a really good question. There are six players in baseball history who have gotten 3,000 hits and 500 home runs in their career. That's a never wrong question. There are eight players who have had 300 home runs and 300 stolen bases in their career. Give me three of the eight.
300 home runs, 300 stolen bases?
Yes.
I'm going to start off with Ricky Henderson.
Incorrect.
And then I was going to go, I guess, Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is one of them. I'll let you keep Ricky going. Henderson. I'll give you one mistake. Barry Bonds is one of them.
Wow. Oh, man. All right.
Fairly recent players, except for maybe one. In fact, one, I think, his last year was last year.
You know what? I'm not even going to go recent guy. I'm going to throw out a wild one. Griffey Jr.?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Sorry, man. This is a great list. Barry Bonds, A-Rod, Carlos Beltran, Bobby Bonds, Reggie Sanders. Remember him from the Reds? And Steve Finley.
I stay out.
That little left-handed outfielder.
Yeah, I'm,
304 home runs, 320 stolen bases. He just made the cut on both spots.
And Booney, he got both Bonds. He got Mays and A-Rod.
Mays is not one.
He's not one?
Nope. A-Rod's one.
Wait, what was the criteria again?
The question was 300 home runs and 300 stolen bases in their career.
There's something wrong with that list.
300 home runs, 300 stolen bases in major league careers. Eight players. Did Willie Mays have more than 300 stolen bases?
I'm going to look it up.
According to the answer, no, he did not. All right, let's go Will in Brookhaven. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Did he really? So Willie Mays should be on the list.
Yeah, he had 338.
It's an omission.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Will.
What's going on? I like Brett Brown, but I was just wanted to ask you guys, Mike, and Tyrone too. If we do lose in the first round or don't get far in the second, and he does get canned or whatever, let go. What about Mark Jackson as a coach coming back? You think he would be?
I would say no.
I don't know. He's a good enough name. I don't know what's so special about him. I don't know what he achieved.
Well, I mean, he did upstart the Golden State Warriors.
He did with a lot of great players that joined him.
Steve Kerr just took it and ran with it.
Yeah, he did. And Jackson couldn't get him past a certain point. I'd be okay with it. It wouldn't bug me if they went to Mark Jackson.
Well, I mean, I still believe in Brett Brown, man. I mean, if you get rid of him, then who are we getting then? That's why I keep...
Yeah, you know what? There's always a guy, though, man. There's always a young assistant who's got it on the ball. I mean, look around the NBA and look at the guys that are coaches. You know, where did they come from? They didn't fall off trees. They didn't come from the broadcast booth because they have good visibility because they're doing games, you know? There are guys that are beneath the curtain.
Right.
Yeah, you know, how about this? How about if the Sixers fail this year in the second round? They talked to Jay Wright, and he's interested. Now, would you be upset with that?
No, heck no.
All right, well, there you go. There's a guy who's not Mark Jackson, but he's a guy that makes sense.
Right. But would he be willing to leave Villanova, though? I mean,
well, you know, listen, who knows when guys are ready to leave college? You have to go on that recruiting trail. You get tired of doing that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
yeah,
you can make a couple more million dollars as an NBA coach. You don't have to suck up the parents.
Right.
I don't know. All right, you want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right. Who assassinated Abraham Lincoln?
John Wilkes Booth.
That was John Wilkes Booth. That is correct. And that will be the last question of the day, except for the ones I will give to Tyrone and Natalie.
All right.
Natalie?
Yes.
What city has the busiest airport system?
City in the world or in the United
City
States?
In the world.
It's London.
London is correct. Tyrone, you get a Phillies question.
I hate these. All right.
Who is the only Philly to appear in both the 1983 and 1993 World Series? Pitcher.
Yeah, I got no chance I get it.
Former broadcaster.
L.A.?
Yes.
Larry Anderson?
Larry Anderson is correct. We got sound off coming in five right here at 97.5, the Fanatic NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in the sound off line. You leave us a message. We may play it because it's compelling or it's funny or it's good or it's bad. Never know. Let's see what we got.
Hey, Mike, never been a Phillies fan. I'm in my 30s now, and now that Bryce Harper signed, I think I might finally take the plunge. Would you accept me if I jumped on the bandwagon?
We welcome everybody onto the boat. That's one thing I've always been consistent of. The boat is always open for people who want to come on.
What's not nice to see is the disappearing act of Jimmy Butler, and it's happening way too many times. I like his game. I mean, he can't disappear.
I'm a little bothered by it, too, to be honest. He makes play after play in the fourth quarter when they need it. I don't know what his mindset is in laying back. I don't know. It's confusing to me. I would think that there'd be more ISO plays. He would take the initiative to beat people off the dribble and get into his little Butler zone where he never misses. Yeah, we'll see.
Mike, for buying that ready-made cheesesteak or whatever it is that you bought, your penance should be you should watch a Tom Hanks loop of Stupid Does.
No, I thought we decided on Turner and Hooch, right?
Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, is your penance.
We went to watch
Turner and Hooch, both.
I have to watch Turner and Hooch.
On the flight down.
On the flight and back. Honor system on the way back.
He's not going to do it.
Yeah, he will.
Where am I going to get Turner and Hooch?
We get it off the Netflix. We got it.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Yeah, but I didn't download it.
We'll take care of it. We're going to the airport. They got Wi-Fi.
Oh,
you're watching Turner and Hooch.
Download Turner and Hooch from my computer?
Yes.
At the airport?
Yes. Yeah. Don't you worry.
Don't worry. You're watching Turner and Hooch.
In-flight entertainment.
Good yep. Lord.
Here you come.
Yo, Mikey, I can name 1 to 10 the Yankees retired numbers. I'm Mr. Baseball, but I totally 100% agree with you. Philadelphia is and has always been a football town. 52 weeks a year, 12 months a year, 7 days a week, you name it. It's always on talk radio, and I do love it, but it's not a baseball town.
No, baseball, when it's good, is second best. And when they're winning, people come out. But football always, you know, if you stamped Philadelphia, it would be with the football logo.
Yeah, Bryce Harper. Mike Trout doesn't need any convincing from you to come over and play for the Phillies in 2 years. All you managed to do is piss off Billy Appler, the GM of the Angels. He's been to the league office already. Good work, Bryce.
I mean, who cares if he goes to the league office? It's all about Trout. It's like, if Trout feels extra pressure now because Harper put that out there, that's the only bad thing. But, you know, it really means nothing except the California Angels will be steamed.
Hi, Mr. Nelly, I have a question for you. Why is all your top dogs injury prone? Carson Wentz, Joel Embiid, now you bring Harper. Man, you got almost $1 billion tied up in a bunch of injury prone players, man. Not smart business.
Yeah, well, guys get injured. I don't know if you pay attention, but star players get injured. And I haven't seen a star player yet. It was played like a robot, didn't get injured. So I don't believe Carson Wentz is injury prone. I believe he's taking too many hits. Harper's not injury prone because he has had as many at bats as Mike Trout over the last 4 years. And who else did he say?
He said Embiid.
Joel Embiid. Well, we knew Joel Embiid has nagging injuries. But you're talking about a guy's 280 pounds lugging that up and down the floor. Guys are going to get injured. They're going to get sore. They're going to get tendonitis. I think they're fine.
Bugimus, I have one question. Now that we have Harper and the Nationals don't, will they return to that policy of not selling tickets to Phillies fans? Because I can't wait to hear that stadium when he goes down there for the first series against the Nationals.
All depends on if they want revenue down there in Washington. They want revenue to sell the Phillies to their fans.
Mike, I'm not making this up, but Dollar Tree sells a $1 steak. I was wondering if you could pick one up, try it out, give us a food review.
Dollar Tree don't sell those steaks.
Yeah, they do.
What?
Dollar
no.
Tree.
Dollar Tree sells steaks. I don't know.
Either Dollar Tree or Dollar General does sell
food.
Yeah, there was actually...
Oh, back in those the fridges.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they do. And it's actually a sad thing because a way larger percentage of the population gets their main food from places like that. It's actually a sad
thing. I know a lot
state.
Of people buy their food from Walmart. I don't do that. I get them. Listen, man, I know everybody, Martinez over here yelling about Wegmans. There's people over here, Whole Foods. There's nothing wrong with my neighborhood-friendly Neighborhood Giant. That's where I go. It's close to my house. I'm in. I'm out. It's good enough for me.
Mike, I got a potential violation for you. I live in South Jersey, and I got a lot of one-lane roads here. And something I've been noticing lately is when drivers are going slow in front of me, I can pass them, obviously, and I do that. But recently, it seems like when I do that, the driver gets offended. All of a sudden, they speed up. And then they pass you when I'm going normal speed.
Yeah.
Isn't that a violation?
Yeah, it's a total violation, but people will do that. They will do that. They'll speed up because, I've done it like where guys in the left lane is clogging me up. I go to the right lane, and at a normal rate of speed, I get enough speed where I can come back to the left lane. Well, some people don't like that, so they'll be in the left lane and speed up so I can't get in front of them in the left lane. It's a little game they play. You know, behind machinery, they're tough guys.
Mikey, that is an absolute violation on the Rite Aid cheesecake. I spit my water out as soon as I heard that. Oh, my God.
Well, listen, man, they must be selling them because they had a bunch of them in the can, the refrigerated display. So, I don't know.
That's not true!
That is true. They wouldn't have had them in there unless there was a market for them. So, somebody's buying them.
If it was empty, I'd say people are buying them. It was full.
No, it wasn't.
I'll never look at you the same, Mike.
It wasn't like they had 20 cheesesteaks and nobody was buying them. There were like 3 cheesesteaks among the selection of ham and cheese or turkey or whatever.
Never again.
A cheesesteak with cheese whiz on it. You know, I'm trying to replicate the authentic Philadelphia experience. All right, let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Brilliant. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
All right, that was Sound Off. Our general knowledge winner today was Adrian Freeman. studio. Devon Gibbons is next, and Sixers and Bulls on TV. It's Quick Slants. Have a great couple of days. We'll be in Clearwater talking to you tomorrow. We're out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.